think probably the most glaring deal is the tackling. I think we had over 100 yards and yards after contact and after the catch. And so that would do a lot for us.
How do you improve that? You can't do it in practice. Is it just film work?
Film work and playing faster in practice and, leveraging and getting in position to tackle in practice. A lot of drill work, space tackling drills. There's things you can do during the week to help improve that.
Does that surprise you with this group? I mean, is this a good tackling group and they just had the bad game, or are you concerned?
We need to become a better tackling group. We have some tackling issues in the preseason, but we'll continue to work at it.
Last week, six teams went over 40 points, highest scoring week one ever. What are some of your theories on that? Is it just offense has a lot of surprises?
I'm not quite sure about that. I was really just focused on our game and then moving on to this next one. But I really don't have any thoughts on that at this point, but I'll keep it in mind.
Now, how important is it to get their run stopped? Everything sort of plays off that to this game, including their passing.
Yeah, it's very important to stop the run. And these guys do a great job running the football. And all their play action passes come off the run game, and so that's very, very important for us.
You go from a young quarterback to now Schaub, who's been around. How much tougher is it to prepare for a guy like that?
He's a tough quarterback to prepare for. He does a great job with their offense. He knows where to go with the ball. He's good with his play action fakes. He's tough. He's got some mobility. He's got a big arm. So he's one of those guys that you got to get ready for. He's a tough challenge for us.
Playing without Cox, and obviously Rasheen's still kind of working himself back in. How much are you constantly fluctuating guys in and out, and because of those two guys kind of not being full speed?
Yes, it's a next man up mentality for us. We've been there before, and we'll continue to work like that. We just try to do the best we can. We have confidence in the guys that are out there, put them in position to make plays, and continue to improve, and I feel like we'll make plays.
How difficult is it, particularly when you don't have any depth at defensive end, and you gotta, for however many plays you did it, have tackles on the edge? Is that as tough a transition for you, or is it not as big deal as we think it might be?
Yeah, well, we do what we have to do. Our players are comfortable in the game plan when we put it in. We take a look at things in practice, and they look good in practice, and we roll them out into the game. And then we do the best we can. I mean, it's really not an issue for us in terms of who's playing where. We're gonna go out there, we're gonna play football, and give our best effort and try to put forth a winning effort.
Has Terrence done enough to show you that he's gonna get his starting job back anytime soon, or do you want to see more?
Well, Terrence has done a great job so far, and so we'll continue to work with him. He'll get what he earns. He knows that. But, we're all in this thing together, and so we need everyone ready to go, and everyone's going to have a role in the game, and we'll do it to the best of our ability.
What challenge does Arian Foster present as opposed to Adrian Peterson?
They're both great backs, in their own right. I hate to try to compare the two, but I think the numbers speak for themselves. He's an outstanding back.
Is there one you'd rather face?
Right now we're facing Arian Foster, so that's our focus right now. But he does a great job running the football, but not too many people talk about his receiving ability. He does a great job catching the ball out of the backfield, check down screens. They make a point to get him the football in space in the passing game. So he's a dual threat that way.
Back to the tackling a little bit. You guys were good, had a great defense last year. Were you a good tackling team last year? Because a lot of different personnel.
Yeah, we improved our tackling a year ago, and that was one of the things that really helped us, and we've got to get back to that.
Was that something that just progressed throughout the season last year? You got good at it, or you're not as good in the preseason? I mean, so is it something that you can get better throughout the year?
Oh, yeah, that's something that we're going to have to improve, and I think that we will do that. You get what you emphasize. It's really space tackling. Knowing where your help is, coming to balance, bringing your feet, grabbing claw, the techniques and fundamentals of the game. And so with that being said, I feel like we have the athletes that can get the job done, and we'll just hone in on those things and get it done.